Into the studio, Casey Gay Williams and Denise Curtis with the Eastern Shore Chamber. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for being here. We did a little switcheroo. You're normally the fourth Wednesday of each month.
Yes.
But you had a eggs and issues breakfast.
We've had a little schedule adjustment with our eggs and issues, but we had an incredible speaker, Rosemary Elabash, who is the state chair for the National Association of Independent Business, and is also on Alabama's Small Business Commission. And just great information, just talking about all the things that they do to advocate for small business in the state of Alabama legislation. So just a really good morning, and you know, you don't know what you don't know.
I hate I missed it. I went to the previous one when you introduced all of the three Eastern Shore mayors, and that was very informative. And then speaking of, you've got the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast coming up.
Absolutely.
That's right. The 37th annual Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is coming up on May 6th. We always do that along with the National Day of Prayer, and we're having that at the Civic Center again. And tickets are on sale for that now. $45 a person, or you can get a table of eight for $360.
Okay.
And those are all on sale on our website, eschamber.com.
And mark that calendar, Thursday, May 6th, 7 a.m. at the Daphne Civic Center.
Yes, ma'am. And we do have a speaker this year that I think will very relevant to the topic of health and well-being and mental health in the workforce. And I want to thank Thomas Hospital. They're our presenting sponsor, but we won't have quite as many people there as we normally do for social distancing and taking all those same precautions. So I encourage people to go ahead and register for their ticket, because we've already had over 100 people register.
Yikes, they're planning ahead.
Yes, so we're excited, very excited about Mayor's Prayer Breakfast this year.
Here's something else I need to attend: a social media workshop, Basics for Business. People always, are you on Twitter? Are you this and that? I'm like, look, I'm just good to keep up with our Facebook page.
I completely relate.
But there's really a lot more out there that we should probably be involved in.
There is. And sometimes it's just a good idea to claim your name so nobody else can. Even if you're not active on Twitter, it's good to go ahead and secure WABF's handle so that someone you don't know doesn't pretend to be you.
Ooh, haven't thought about that.
Just some little ideas there. But we're doing a social media workshop next Wednesday, March 31st, Basics for Business. And this is, you know, this is a 101 class, getting an introduction into starting social media accounts, what you should be posting, because a lot of times that's where people get hung up. They're like, I don't even know what I'd even post about. But we're going to work through that with the group, and it's going to be a good time. And it's going to lead into even more social media workshops as we go on, like getting into advertising or LinkedIn specifically, or the different graphic design tools that makes it easy for someone who doesn't have a graphic design background to be able to put a graphic together to put on social media. So we'll hit a lot of those kind of topics later, but we're going to get started with Basics for Business next Wednesday.
That sounds very useful for a lot of us. So once again, just go to the eschamber.com and register.
Yes, ma'am. If you go to our calendar, the chamber calendar, you'll see each of these events listed there where you can register.
That's next week, Wednesday, March 31st.
And if you can't find what you're looking for, just call the chamber office and talk to Janet, and she will take care of you. So.
Okay. I saw an email, something in the headline about Jubilee Festival. I thought, oh no, that's a mistake. And then I realized, no, it's not. You're still doing an online auction of art.
Yes,
from
we
that
are.
September or October festival. Tell us about it.
Well, the Fairhope art students who had submitted art for a high school art competition donated their artwork, as well as some of the other student artists. And Ricky Trown, who was our featured artist and our poster artist, donated the original print. For those who saw it, it was red with the crabs. I mean, great. Not a print. The original acrylic artwork.
Yes, and I have one.
Yes, isn't it
thank
gorgeous?
Thank you. I love it.
And then another artist gave us a very large, beautiful, hand-carved wooden bowl. So all of those things are on the auction site, and the money is going to be given to United Way to help with all the different relief efforts. We still have people that need relief from things that happened during Hurricane Sally and Hurricane Zeta and COVID-19. So we're going to give that to United Way because they touch bases with all of those issues. So the auction is up until March 31st. So please check it out and make a bid.
Jubilee Festival.
If you go to our Facebook page, go to the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce Facebook page,
okay,
and you'll be able to find that there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Very good. What is going on now with the COVID? I know that y'all have done an excellent job of maintaining a COVID-19 resource page. Just recently, I saw an ad on Facebook about, you know, if you're self-employed, you can still get free money that you don't have to pay back. And my first thought was, is that legitimate? I should check with the chamber and see. Do you still have that information available?
Well, I know through the state of Alabama, the Revive Plus grants came out at the end of the year, but those have all been awarded.
Okay.
So sometimes those older posts can come back through the process. So the state of Alabama, their grant program, as of this time, has been depleted. Then there is PPP money available through the federal government. There are also several relief efforts. FEMA actually has come out there with the right documentation. They're helping with funeral expenses. Back from January 2020, there is rental assistance through Baldwin Together. So there are lots of different entities that are still helping with COVID-19 relief. And I believe the PPP money through the federal level is the last that I saw, the March 31st cutoff. And you would go through your bank for that if you are a business. So there are still things available, but I do caution people to
check the validity.
That's
exactly
what I thought. That it's accurate, because as anything, you know, people unfortunately aren't always the best of intention, but there is still programs, there is still money available, and some new programs like this through FEMA that is just announced yesterday, I think. But we will be sure that all those are that we push out all those that we know legitimate. Yes.
They're covering the funeral costs for those that died of
COVID-19.
Yes, yes. And then I've got Baldwin County lined up next week to talk about that rental assistance program.
Yes.
Mobile implemented theirs a couple of weeks ago, and Baldwin is just now getting their ducks in a row to start their implementation of that.
Yes, that's a big process, and you know, it has certain parameters. So, you know, we're excited that Baldwin County is able to roll that out and be available very soon.
I've got it on our Facebook page, and we will have the county here next Wednesday, the 31st at 8:20, to talk about that.
Super.
What else is going on with the Eastern Shore Chamber you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we have a lot going on. We kind of surprised ourselves. We mentioned the Jubilee auction going on, and then we have youth leadership, which is open to students on the Eastern Shore, rising 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. And they're out. Those applications are due back on April the 16th, and it's a hard cutoff. So if you want to apply for our youth leadership program, April 16th is the deadline, but it's a wonderful program. It mimics our Leadership Baldwin. They have a law and government day. They have an environmental day, and they do projects together for things that they would like to see in our community. And it really helps our young people understand what's in our community, how to make it better, how to have a leadership role in their school, in their community.
And they look great on the resume.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really important to have some of those qualities, you know, already prepared when you go to college and when you graduate from college.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
it's important. I'm working on my high school, my college senior's resume. He sent it to Mom. Proof the resume. Help me out. And so, yeah, it's it's amazing what some of those things can add up to show the qualities that are necessary for a good employee.
They do all kinds of interesting and fun things as a group, and you get to know your peers across the Eastern Shore, because there's private school and public school and homeschool. Mm-hmm. So you have a whole nother cohort of people that you have spent time with. And we're trying to show our youth what's available here so that they will want to come back after college or once they graduate from high school and want to find their place.
So we may have grandparents, parents, or aunts and uncles listening. For some teenagers that may qualify for this,
absolutely.
Do they apply through their own school or through the chamber?
Through the chamber.
Okay.
And that application is available right on the homepage of our website, eschamber.com.
Okay. Youth leadership
program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
Then, of course, our Jubilee Festival 2021 artist applications are now available. It's hard to believe, but and we have over 40 artists that have already applied. So we're getting geared up. Believe it or not, we have the Jubilee Festival this year will be the third weekend in October.
Okay.
So we're looking
forward. So that's a permanent change.
Yes.
It went from September to October due to COVID and changed locations.
Yes.
It did.
But that lot part is working out nicely, right?
It was great. It was wonderful. Everybody loved it. So those changes are permanent. Lot part, third weekend in October. Like I said, we already have some good feedback from our artists, so we're excited about that already.
So local artists, national artists, anyone that's an artist can apply.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
And we also have the Jubilee Market. The applications are out for it as well.
What is the Jubilee Market?
It's basically a farmer's market that is attached to the Jubilee Festival so that we can give an opportunity for people who maybe make food items. Or
honey.
Bread,
honey, or bread, or salsa,
jams, anything,
jams, things like that. It's a
my fiance makes a killer barbecue sauce.
Well, he needs to sign up.
He does. Yes. We do. Okay.
They always do so well. We started this, I guess, 2 years ago.
Right.
This will be our third year doing the Jubilee Market, and it's been a huge success and a nice addition to the Jubilee Festival in a way that we can celebrate our culinary arts along with are more traditional artists. And so applications for that are available right now as well on our Jubilee website, thejubileefestival.com.
Yes. And of course, also we have we're back doing our business after hours. And we have one coming up at Bill E's on Highway 181, formerly known as Old 27 Grill. So Bill Stitt will be hosting at Bill E's our business after hours, which is going to be on April the 1st. Mm-hmm. April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that's
come to business after hours. 5 to 7, drop by at any time in between there. We're really seeing an increase in person, people wanting to get out, mm-hmm. wanting to network. Of course, you know, if somebody, the mask ordinance will still be there until April 9th. So we encourage people to wear their mask and, you know, be smart about COVID-19. But in person, business after hours, Bill E's on Highway 181, April 1st, 5 to 7.
And do you realize April 1st is next week?
Yes.
That's
so
crazy.
Fast.
That's crazy.
I know.
Where First Friday Art Walk is next Friday.
Right.
Yes.
Art Center's open, and we're going to be open. I'll just get that plug in.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we're very excited. We have a lot of people call. Are they having First Friday? I mean, that's one of our big phone calls at the chamber, and we're so happy when we can say yes. First Friday is going on.
Yes.
And then we have our Young Professionals Social as well. We do this every month at a different location. In April, we're going to be at the Hope Farm with our Young Professionals crowd, and we were at Mansi's last month, and it was such a phenomenal group. Everyone's just so excited to get out and see
people. We can go even if we're not young.
We don't car.
We don't check IDs at the door.
Yeah.
But it's just a fun group, you know? It's networking. We're a little bit more, we call it the laid-back business after hours.
Mm-hmm.
for the younger crowd.
And, you know, the thing that I saw at Mancy's this last time was a bunch of new faces. And that's been kind of what we've seen this year with young professionals. And I talked to a young man, and he said, you know, I go out and I hang out with people that I don't really know that well. You know, if I go out and have a beer, he said, but I come to young professionals and I'm hanging out with people who want to do something, who are, you know, leaders in our community, working hard mm-hmm. in our community. And he goes, so I want to spend my time with people like that. And I thought that kind of sums up young professionals. You know, mm-hmm. you can socialize, meet new people, but you are, and these are truly young professionals, business owners, you know, management. These are people that are really contributing to our community. So we love our young professionals.
Yep, and our leaders of the future as well.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right, ladies, good work. Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, you're at eschamber.com, or they can call
251-928-6387.
928-6387. To find y'all on Facebook and find the Jubilee Festival information yes. online as well.
And yes. also, if anyone's interested, we do have some great sponsorship package, investments packages for the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Those are still open. Our Lemonade Day that's coming up in November, and Jubilee Festival, which we get a lot of information out about the Jubilee Festival for a lot of people. So that's a yep. great sponsor package.
And not to mention those listening, if you're a business owner and you're not a member of the Eastern Shore Chamber, there's lots of reasons why you should be, and it's not expensive, so they
exactly.
need to reach out.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Casey Gay Williams and Denise Curtis with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, normally joining us the fourth Wednesday of each month, rearranged this month because of their breakfast on Wednesday.